trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's. Northwestern.edu.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Cassidy, Tire and Service.
Tires, service, all in one place. Cassidy Tire and Service is the one stop to keep your vehicle running right. Cassidy is Chicagoland's tire experts. We stock a perfect match to your car, truck, van, or SUV, all at low, competitive prices that will fit your budget, too. Little changes can make a big difference in your car's performance. Cassidy can swap out your old air filter in just minutes. Stop in now and save on any new Delco battery in stock. Change out your old wiper blades. Plus, Cassidy can save you money on your next oil change, brake service, coolant flushes. For tires and service made simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's Tire and Service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family.
Visit CassidyTire.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Chicago Wolves have only 5 regular season home games left, including tonight at 7. Cubs and Cardinals postponed this evening at Wrigley tonight because of forecasted freezing rain and sub-freezing wind chills. No makeup date yet determined for that one. Renovation watch with the park is now set to debut at 70 porta potties tomorrow in wake of the long bathroom delays on opening night. Christopher Hine of the Chicago Tribune up next with Terry and Matt to discuss more. Blackhawks host the Wild this evening. Brad Richards will be out the final 3 games of the regular season. Kyle Vaughn to make his NHL debut this evening. 7:30 puck drop at United Center. Bulls off tonight. They're in Orlando tomorrow. White Sox off today. They're in Kansas City again tomorrow when Jose Quintana takes the mound. Aaron Hernandez's lawyer today admitted that Hernandez was at the scene of the killing of Odin Lloyd. And Mike Krzyzewski, fresh off of his 5th national title this morning, shot down claims that Duke rents its players.
Duke doesn't rent a player. You know, we have one of the great schools in the world. And when we recruit a young man, we recruit him a young man because of 3 things. One, he has the academic potential to do well at Duke. 2, he has the talent to do well. And 3, he has great character. And all the guys on my team fit that description 100%.
Other NCAA basketball, it's the women's national title tonight. Rematch of last year's contest as UConn takes on Notre Dame. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And join the Score broadcasting live Friday from Shy Sox Bar and Grill from 1 to 2:30 p.m. with Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein, and pre and post with Chris Ranji, located at Gate 5 of U.S. Cellular Field. Celebrate opening day with the White Sox Radio Network and 670 The Score. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is Wednesday at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat. Boers and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
I thought the park looked surprisingly good last night. I was impressed with the way those wind screens looked and the tribute to Ernie Banks. It didn't look as nearly as bad as I thought it was going to look.
Let me ask you a question, though. No, I'm not a professional, builder or anything. Nothing. I don't paint. I don't. Well, I used to paint, but I don't anymore. I let it go now. Wouldn't you have gone out of your way to make sure all the bathroom facilities were there? Or as near as possible, right?
That would be one area. I mean, if you're going to neglect something as far as fan services, the bathrooms would not be one of them.
Not be one of them.
They're going to bring in some porta-potties.
Porta-potties.
So that should be a nice little touch to Wrigley Field.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
We have the most handsome man in America joining us.
Well, I already was here, and now we have Chris Ranji.
I think there are four teams that are all pretty close, and you could as you get into September. But I think if the White Sox stay healthy, they'll be around. All you have to be is adequate. I think they have the personnel to at least be an adequate defense. What you can't afford
is to be terrible.
Is to be brutal. If you're playing a lot of tight ball games, you have to have defense that's not going to kill you. They don't have to be a great defensive team. They don't have to be the Tampa Bay Rays of a few years ago. They don't need that. They just need to not be lousy. If they're not lousy, then they'll be
your marching orders. Don't be lousy.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Terry Boers, Matt Abatacola.
Two captains of attitude.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago 670 The Score.
That's 305. We're solving the world's problem.
We certainly are. And Terry, we'll get back to the Wisconsin Badger stuff. I got some info from Shep and also one of our writers at 670thescore.com. Chris Emma sent me a story from the Washington Post by Derek Jackson about the graduation rates of the Wisconsin Badgers. Yeah. You're going to want to really hear what Derek had to write about the graduation rite for Wisconsin basketball. Yeah. We'll also talk about Diamond Stone. Don't forget that name.
Diamond
Stone. That's the name you have to remember.
Diamond.
Don't forget it.
Stone.
We'll get back to it. As you head out now to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. That's where we find our guy, Chris Hine. He wrote a piece yesterday in the Tribune about the Wrigley Field renovations. And I'm glad he wrote this, because here's the best thing that I've read in his piece yesterday. "This is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life," said Northside resident Lori Bruce, talking about the video board, who's been coming to Cubs games since 1976. And then Lori said, quote, "It really looks like a sore thumb," end quote. Doesn't stick out like a sore thumb. It just looks like a sore thumb. Hey, Chris.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, since you wouldn't let anybody go to the bathroom, and you warned us about 3 weeks ago we were talking to you. So you are in charge of the Wrigley Field reconstruction project, by the way.
Yeah, it's all my fault. You can put all the blame on me. I take full responsibility for that.
Yeah, it's funny because you talked about, when you said it, about the bathrooms wouldn't be ready, I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm not familiar with how many bathrooms there are, but the minute you said that one bathroom that's not going to be available, I didn't know it was going to be this big of a problem, but I kind of figured there was going to be trouble here.
I thought the biggest thing would be the lines. I didn't think the facilities themselves would have so much of a problem. And I didn't think the lines would probably be as extreme as they were. I thought you guys kind of touched on in the intro there, if there was one thing that you want to make sure you have, if adequate bathroom facility, even if you over-order porta-potties or, you scatter them throughout the ballpark. But one thing you want to do is you want to make sure you don't have a disaster happen like what happened on Sunday night. Everything else, all the other parts of the renovations, and people seem patient, willing to put up with the construction that was going on around the ballpark. Mm-hmm. That seemed to be just the one issue, but it was a major, major issue that was wrong with their planning on Sunday night.
Yeah, Spiegel gave me this earlier before he left during transition. That March 31st on MLB.com, talking about the renovations at Wrigley, it said that they would lose one men's restroom and two women's restrooms in the left field concourse. The work is underway to replace them with two men's restrooms and two ladies' restrooms. It says here, right below that, temporary restroom locations will be available until the new restrooms open in late May. So they obviously didn't follow through with that, with now the addition of the porta-potties, which was supposed to be for tonight's game, which is now postponed. So back at the end of March, they said they would have extra bathroom facilities. I'm imagining porta-potties there, and they just never followed through and did that. Do you know why, what were they doing that and not following through with having enough bathrooms?
That I don't know. I haven't spoke. I saw their apology yesterday. I haven't spoken with anybody at the Cubs.
Yeah, we're sorry you couldn't pee at the game. Our bad.
Exactly. Yeah, and I spent Sunday night on the rooftop. And the rooftop, mm-hmm. For as much flack as the rooftop owners might get, the rooftop, the bathrooms are working just fine in the rooftop. But at least the one I was at.
Yeah, that's what you said in your piece here. It seemed like there really wasn't a whole, there was a whole lot of much ado about nothing before the season started here with these video board and the obstructed views. It seemed like everything was good except for one particular spot.
Yeah, the one I was at was 10-1, which was kind of along the left field foul line there. Mm-hmm. And the video board plays a bit of a part in blocking your view if a ball is hit to like deep center or right center field. You might have to kind of duck your head and look underneath the board to see the center fielder make a catch on the warning track or something like that. The one that seemed to have problems was just down the street at 10-10 Waveland, which is more towards left center field. And I noticed early in the game, the fans that got up to the rooftops early were flocking towards the center field side of that rooftop so that they could try to get the best angle they could around the video board. And, if you didn't get up there early, it seemed like you got stuck with the spot that was more directly behind the video board and you really couldn't see anything. One of the things that struck me about the rooftop, that was my first time ever on a rooftop for a Cubs game.
I've never been up there. I've never been up there. So
it's a great view. It was a fantastic view from where I was. Most of the people, because the food and drinks are included with your ticket, most of the people spent the time on the inside ordering food and having drinks and watching the game on TV. Very few people were actually watching the game from the rooftop, which kind of struck me.
Yeah, no, I've been to a bunch of rooftop games over the years with different parties and friends and whatnot, different groups of friends, and a majority of the time you spend that inside and you're just watching on the monitor. You don't really go, at least I don't go to a rooftop to actually see the game. You go to the rooftop for the social activity you have with the people you're with and the open bar and the food. And you sit there and you sit at the bar and you drink beers and you eat all the food you can and watch the game on the TV screens.
Absolutely, and that's, I wonder just how much business the rooftops might lose in that sense, since that is kind of the gist of what they do.
Yeah, it
was a fun atmosphere, by the way.
Yeah, I think if the team is good and they're playing winning baseball, the facilities across the street will be full of people for the booze and the food and being in Wrigley and the TV screens, you can watch them. I mean, I just think if the team's good, it's not going to kill the business.
I agree. I don't know what detriment it's going to cause, especially when all the renovations are done in right field and that board is up. And, we'll see what the view looks like from there once all those are done in about June. The reason why you go to a rooftop, or one of the reasons why you go to the rooftop, is because of the party atmosphere. And like you said, if the team is good, people are going to want to be around the ballpark.
Right.
They're going to want to have those parties. It's almost like being in a suite. Like people that go to, a Bulls game.
Correct.
Or a hockey game, they're in a suite.
Yep. Exactly.
They're
right.
They're eating the food, they're eating the drinks, mm-hmm. they're watching the game on the TV, and they're just there for the
correct
kind of the ambiance, the atmosphere.
That's
so
correct.
I'll be interested to see what their business actually looks like once the renovations are, on track here in June.
What did Wrigley Field look weird to you? I mean, I was trying to take it all in when you didn't have the bleachers in and all the other stuff, and I must admit that I didn't expect I'd see lines to the bathroom that wind through vast parts of the upper deck and then the lower. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. But in awe, because you're the guy that knows about the construction, you've been working on the stories here. How'd the park look to you, aside from your view at the rooftop?
I think because I had been around the park so much during the winter, and the off season, like looking at the renovations, reporting on it, mm-hmm. I was used to it. I was used to what to expect when I was walking around the park. I saw the archway that kind of greeted fans along Waveland. I thought that was a nice touch. It didn't look much different from what I had seen over the winter or what I had expected. For fans that I talked to that were walking around the ballpark, everybody seemed to be kind of in the same boat. It's like, okay, well, we're just going to have to deal with it. It's here. Whether you like it or not, the renovations are happening. Everybody was kind of nonchalant about it until the bathroom issue erupted. And, fans are willing to tolerate a certain amount of headaches, but mm-hmm. that was over the line.
We're talking with Chris Hine of the Chicago Tribune, Tribune reporter, been writing a lot, covering a lot of the Wrigley Field renovations. And I'm getting a couple emails here, Chris, and I know you're the inside man. You can tell me this is true. There's a conspiracy theory going around that the Cubs could play tonight, but they wanted to cancel the game so that way you could reschedule the game later in the summer after renovations are done and you get full bleachers of Cardinal fans coming out for another series, extra game in there, and more revenue. So they really could play, and they're really skipping it out just so they can make more money, right?
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily make more money, but, you know, it gives them another day to get the bathroom situation organized, that's for sure. That was my first thought when I heard the game was postponed. I'm like, oh, wow, they bought themselves 24 more hours to, you know,
get those porta potties in place
and get them working and get them loaded off the truck. I don't know if you guys saw that picture on Deadspin before of the porta potties coming in on the truck. That was a great